Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Otero would also like to remind everyone that it is important for the fellowship of the brethren that as much as possible, everyone be present in the sanctuary during the morning service. With that in mind, the overflow room will be closed until the sanctuary is sufficiently full to warrant its use. Please see Pastor Otero or myself if you have any questions. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 1 Kings chapters 21 and 22. There will be a deacon meeting today after the potluck in the conference room. Our fellowship luncheon will directly follow this service, and everyone is invited for good food and fellowship. As is customary, on the last Sunday of the month, there will be a 2 o'clock Pacific Hills Manor service, and all other activities normally scheduled after the 2 o'clock service are canceled. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 113, verse 3. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. We'll be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning.
Good morning once again. What better way to open up a church service than to sing the Lord's praises? Get the heart ready for the message. With that, let's open up to page number 19, The God of Abraham Prays.
Human hearts and human blood.
And yes, we do ask that every day of the Lord to open our eyes that we may see his glorious works and wonders.
My brother, and please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord, and always remembering that he is the high priest, that he is who take our prayers into the very presence of God. And so, Lord, first and most, we are thankful. Thankful that you opened the doors of Bethel Baptist Church again. Thank you that you allow us to proclaim thy word and feed your people so that they be strong in thy word and be ready for the enemy when they comes into our life. Lord, how blessed we are that we can communicate this truth through radio and through the internet across the world. How blessed we are for the support of the people who listen all the way from Minnesota, South Dakota, North Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Texas, Arizona, South and Northern California, Lord, Korea, England. Thank you, Father, for the people are listening, and not only listening, but they are supporting the church to avoid that we cut off the service due to a lack of money. So thank you, Lord, that they are aware that cost money to broadcast and are sensitive to that, and they help us, and we are grateful for their help. Lord, we are also in need of people in our church who have been ill and are in the process of getting better. We pray for Mildred, and also we pray for Joe Blika as he assists his wife and carefully attends on her. She is now in a rehabilitation center, and we pray that this surgery, who was enormous, Lord, now she may understand that it will take time and time upon time before she can walk again. And so, Father, release her from pain and give her hope. We pray for Tom Curley, who was in jeopardy of his life just 2 days ago. And Lord, the surgery was successful, and now we need to, you to touch the lungs so that the infection will go away, and we will see Tom with us. Father, for Juan Silva, the husband of our Mary Silva, who was in a psychiatric center, thank you, Lord, the Lord doctors understood, and his medicine cut in half, and he's responding well, and soon he's going to be home. Lord, we pray for Ann Peretto, who is suffering, who was a very fantastic lady in our church, now laid in home. Lord, we are thankful for this. And Lord, we pray for Jeannie Brashear's daughter, Debbie. She traveled from Tennessee to here, and we pray for travel mercies. You're a God who can guide in front and in the back, like you did with Moses. And we pray for Debbie that she be covered with your grace. Thank you, Father, for the strength that we get as we pray. We know the Spirit releasing us the confidence in a living God. We pray for our missionaries, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rose, as they are preparing to leave Papua New Guinea and come to America. Everything took place, Lord, and now they are waiting for the trip next week to come back to the United States. Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, as they serve in Guatemala. Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And Father, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Danny face the new ministry that he's a head of, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Lord, and these missionaries, Brother Dante Rabines wrote to me that he is afraid of the chemotherapy treatment because leave him for 8 or 9 days really in bad shape. Lord, let him understand this is something that he needed in order to block that cancer that is in his face. Lord, give mercy to him and give us strength in these very difficult moments. We thank you, Lord, for the people who are listening. We thank you, Lord, for the people who are here and support our church and are the heart of the ministry. And we thank you, Lord, for your Bible, who is so precious to us. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, our Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, who is a revealer of all, who, when he invades our life and takes over our life, we become a different person. And now we understand the majesty of God and the things of God. And as we're going to talk of the Holy Spirit today, we pray that we all may understand what the Bible presents to us and his glory and his power and what he is willing to do. And then, Father, we are grateful for the support of your people. And so we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Class called Way of the Master happening at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. It's an awesome, awesome class, and we are really learning a lot. We are being provoked to love and to good works, and I want to encourage everybody this week. I got a homework assignment for you. Now, if you can't make it to the class, but we encourage you to go, we got 1,000 of these Bible tracts, 1,000 of them, and we're handing them out, and you can do it too. All you got to do is hand them out. Now, here's an interesting thing. You guys got one of these in your bulletin, right? Take this, add it to this. You've not only presented someone with the gospel, but now they know a good church that they can go to. So this week, let's see what happens. Amen?
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, choir. Gotta find my notes. Okay. Please take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1077. We will be reading Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that you have placed in our presence and that you have given to us the Spirit of God through which we may understand it. And I pray for your Spirit to be upon our pastor and our teacher, Gabriel Otero, today, to bless him and anoint him to bring forth the testimony of your grace, that hearts and minds would be turned towards you. Bless this time, that it would be glorifying to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.